What keeps you up at night? Is it the scary movie you just watched? Is it last week's pizza that you just decided to eat? Is it a financial issue? This week, we want to talk about and address one of the core themes that we see over and over again in terms of financial health. Most people don't actually fear finance itself. You know, they fear the uncertainty behind it. They worry about losing control. They wrestle with the difficult trade-offs and unanswered questions that hover in the future. Recently, my family went to Disneyland. We were able to do that after one of my son's soccer tournaments. And as a dad, it just filled my heart to see my two older teenage boys enjoy themselves, enjoy family time, and just enjoy the parks. And this is an annual tradition that we do, and it's great, and it reminded me of an experience that we had a long time ago. If you've been in the parks, you know that one of the iconic attractions there is the Matterhorn. It's a bobsled ride. It twists around the mountain and just goes crazy, and eventually encounters a giant Yeti snow monster. So when my oldest son was much, much younger, he went on that for the first time. And he loved the thrill of the ride, but he was terrified by what he called the scary bears. And after riding it once, he was like, I'm done. But he also couldn't stop thinking about it. And so for the next 2 days, he went back and forth just saying like, I'm gonna go on the ride. I can't go on the ride. I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. And eventually on the last day, he decided, hey, this is the day I'm going to tackle the Matterhorn again. And what's cool is this time when the Yeti appeared, he roared at it. And then he spent the rest of the ride laughing and cheering and just having a great time. So the question there is, what changed? The Yeti was still there. The ride itself hadn't changed, but he learned something important. He learned that he could control his response to the fear. I mean, he'd spent 2 days building confidence, but he also spent 2 days carrying around this anxiety until he was ready to face it. And over the years, I've realized that many financial concerns work the same way. The anxiety itself often becomes heavier than the actual challenge. And so that's why I want to talk about some of the financial fears that churn around in our heads and just keep us awake at night, and how greater clarity can help build confidence. As I've worked with clients throughout the years, I've noticed that almost everyone has two fundamental questions that are the same. The first question is, will I make it? And then the second is, what am I missing? Or put another way, do I have any blind spots? And these questions, they show up in countless forms. What if I outlive my savings? What if the market crashes right after I retire? What if something happens that we didn't plan for? How much is enough? Or, you know, should we be more conservative? You know, underneath all those questions, though, is really this deeper concern. And that is, what if we run out of money? And that fear carries weight. It's real. Because it isn't easily fixed later in life. You know, you don't get many opportunities to do a do-over when it comes to retirement income. So when you look closely at this, I believe that the fear of running out of money comes down to three different drivers. And the first one is uncertainty. We don't know exactly what the future holds. The second, irreversibility. Some decisions just can't easily be undone. And then the third is loss of control. Many of the factors that affect our financial lives, market, health, taxes, inflation, those things are outside of our control. So this is where I think real and deep financial planning carries the secret sauce. The truth is, a technically perfect plan that someone doesn't believe in, it just won't work. But a solid plan that someone understands and trusts, now that is the plan that they'll stick with. Financial planning isn't just simply about optimizing returns. It's about reducing anxiety and uncertainty. It's about creating flexibility, and it's about helping people feel like they're not just like one bad break away from the whole thing unraveling. So how do we address the fear of running out of money? When someone asks, will I make it? You know, they're really asking for confidence. And confidence doesn't come from a spreadsheet. It comes from understanding the risks and having a plan for that. So when we help families address the fear of running out of money, we typically focus on four key areas. And that's our LIVE acronym. So the first is the L. L stands for liquidity. Life doesn't happen on a schedule. Appliances break down, roofs leak, opportunities appear, unexpected expenses arise. So that's why we want to make sure that clients have access to cash and reserves for near-term expenses. Having liquidity means that you don't have to sell investments at the wrong time just because life happened. The I is second, and that's income. Retirement isn't about having a large account balance, it's about creating a reliable paycheck. We identify spending needs, we separate essential expenses from discretionary ones. We build income sources that are designed to support those needs. And the goal is to help you understand not just what you have, but how that wealth translates into the lifestyle that you want to maintain. The third V, volatility. Market declines are inevitable. They're not a possibility, they're a certainty. And the question isn't whether markets will decline, the question is whether your plan can withstand those declines without forcing difficult decisions at the worst time possible. We do this by matching assets to time horizons, we maintain appropriate reserves, build up income production so we can really help reduce the impact of market volatility on a day-to-day financial decisions. And then finally, it's expected returns. This is where many people focus at first, but it's actually the last piece of the puzzle. Returns matter. Growth matters. Your money needs to work for you every day, often for multiple decades. But we don't build plans around optimistic assumptions. We build them around realistic expectations built on those first three areas. The objective isn't to chase the highest possible return. It's to earn the return necessary to support your goals and taking the appropriate level of risk. The cool thing is when liquidity, income, volatility, and expected returns start working together, something really important happens. The conversation shifts. Instead of asking, what if I run out? People begin asking, what opportunities have been created? What choices do I have? And that is when the fear starts to lose its grip. Not because uncertainty disappears, but because we've prepared for it. And at the end of the day, people aren't simply looking for performance. They're looking for clarity. They're looking for confidence. They're looking for a sense of control over the future. And when those things are in place, better financial decisions tend to follow. So for me, the most important question isn't, will I make it or will my money run out? It's this, what kind of life do I want my money to support? Because financial planning isn't really about money. It's about creating the confidence to live the life you want while knowing that you've prepared for the scary bears that might appear along the way. As always, thanks for your time. And if you have questions about our process or you want to address some of the scary bears of your own, don't hesitate to reach out.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.